Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you.
Pretty pencils. Ben at NBC Sports Boston suggests that it be a Patriots rally beard. Not allowed to shave it until they lose again.
Jesus.
I don't believe
no.
Rally any.
No. Sorry, Willie Nelson's not dead, right? He's not dead.
No, he's not dead. Okay. He's still alive.
Crowded streets.
Busy feet.
How old is he?
Shuffle by.
He's not a young man.
Downtown shoppers. Christmas is
now. You can see Grandpa like on his recliner with a big glass of scotch just sitting there.
I'm going to say Willie's 85.
You are right. 85 years old.
Wow. Good call. Usually I'm good with the age.
85 years old.
Oh, no, you can't do a rally beard. You can't do a rally beard because say they do get hot here. I'm just like, play. That's fantasy world, right? Say they get hot. Let's run off two in a row. Then they get win divisional round and they get AFC champ, win that one. Then I got to go to this guy with a full beard to Atlanta because that's like we're the package then. You know?
What? I'm
Our
sorry?
Show on Radio Row with you and that awful beard.
So what? It's got a purpose at least.
Grow it. Do it.
It's got a purpose.
I say you should grow just.
And then you can root.
No haircut, too. You can, just grow your hair.
Okay. I have to do that, too?
Yeah, because I want that middle right there. Just it's going to be like squiggy. Like
you understand that.
Squiggy all the way down here.
That this might go wrong. And
this could go
the Patriots could lose to Buffalo on Sunday, and then I'll go get a haircut and shave.
Or they could just win out. You're just going to look all nasty. It's up to you, man. You want to put that out there? I'm not.
It's not my idea, but I'm on board. I'm willing to do it.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing it. Nope. Couldn't pay me. Not enough. Yeah, you could.
It's kind of. I
hate it. How much? What if the sales team could sell it?
I'm at like my limit right now. Like this is the limit. Like a weekend of not shaving.
Rub it.
Now it's like, oh, it's just gonna get itchy, and I hate that.
You got to suffer.
Did you have an itchy phase?
Not really.
No.
That wasn't bad. I mean, it's not like you getting a haircut and you're not washing your hair afterward. I mean, it's just, it's growth. It feels like in that in-between
stage. Oh, now
he's
an expert. Listen to him. An expert.
Now
you're
unbelievable.
Now you're doing beard.
Have you ever grown a beard?
Yeah, and I hated it.
You hated what part about it? The growing phase or once it grew in?
The, like, once it grew in was itchy.
It's not itchy at all.
You know what I'd do if I was Edelman? Speaking of beards, I'd shave it. Just to, let's get it back.
Change.
Well, also shave it because it looks ridiculous.
His is
like a Klondike Carl beard.
It's Yukon Cornelius.
Thank you.
Hey, Hermie, we got me gold and me out.
Right.
Yeah. And he had a pickaxe, right? He struck gold.
Sure did. Tony's in Boston. Tony.
Hello, bro. How you doing, brothers?
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Listen, I don't want to cry in my soup or sound like an old Grinch, but man... This guy Goodall, is he still the commissioner?
Roger Goodell is the commissioner of the NFL, yes.
You know, I mean, here it is, brothers, right? Short and sweet. They do not want, they want parity. They do not want a dynasty. Those calls at the end of the game, one after the other against us, were atrocious. Atrocious. Shaq Mason gets a call. He leaned on the guy, and he gets a holding call. He leaned on him. That's not football, man. I played football in high school. That's not football. How many penalties did we get? Does anyone know the number?
14
for 106 yards.
And how many did they get?
35.
35 yards?
No,
I don't know. Not as many as you had. I tell you that.
They had a total of 4 for 40 yards.
Oh, my God. It's so like
that. Oh, the poor Pittsburgh Steelers. Gee whiz. I wonder why they won the game. What did the officials all get new Cadillacs and Mercedes from the coach of the Steelers?
Hey, yes, Mike Tomlin, did.
What are you doing? What do you want me to do? It's a wedding present. I told you don't be driving your car here.
You're not going to side with me on this?
No,
I would love to crush the referees. And I do. And when they have a bad call, I get after them. You killed yourself. They didn't beat you.
If the Patriots had, played well on the road at any point this season, maybe we could.
Yeah. Here's what I don't like.
One or two of the false starts, okay, negligible or could have gone either way. Everything else?
Atrocious.
What about this good old guy he's talking about?
One of the PI calls? Fine. That's
it. But you got it back. You got that back.
You got that back.
But there was a makeup one later. But go back to Goodall. So
this guy Goodall, is he still the commissioner?
Yeah. And if Goodall's telling the
chimp whisperer, Jane Goodall.
So if you're telling the referees and you're meeting with the referees in the month of December and telling them what Brady said, John Parry told them, the league told us to start looking for more holding calls and start calling them. Why would you do that in December? Isn't it an off-season thing? Guys, here's what happened. Here's a trend we saw in 2018. You guys let a lot of holding calls slip away. What, did they also instruct you to not call helmet to helmet or lowering the head? Whatever happened to that rule? Boy, that thing went away quick, didn't it? But you're going to call all those holding calls? The hand fighting downfield? I mean, there are times they didn't let them play yesterday. It didn't. But if you line up and you cover up the tight end, and you're not off the line of scrimmage, that's a stupid penalty on you. If you jump because there's a slot defender attempting to fake a blitz and back out, and you flinch, that's stupid. That's on you. That's not on Goodall and his referees. I mean, Al Riveron. Why is Al Riveron telling them, or maybe it's not Al Riveron. And I know they grade these referees from game to game. You know, the ones that grade out the best are going to get playoff games, and eventually one will get a Super Bowl. What do you tell them mid-December to call more holding calls? Like, teams are trying to vie for jockeying for positioning and first seed, second seed. And you can affect games. It's weird. Don't they like the offensive numbers? Maybe that's it. I saw Jim put that tweet out. You know, think everybody's high-flying offense nowadays. There are quarterbacks that had 70, 60 yards going into the fourth quarter. They were winning football games yesterday. What's this kid's name in Cincinnati? Skeekle? Skomel? I never heard of him.
Jane Goodall, Greg Skomel.
Lamar Jackson.
Sharks and chimps.
Gorillas in the mist. Sharks in the water. Got all kinds of stuff happening.
Mike in Easton. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Oh, great.
Yeah, I know. Wonderful. Tough call to follow. Let me ask you a question about James White. What's the story? I mean, ever since Sonny Michel's been back from his little injury, I mean, they seem to be focusing on the run a lot more. And, when James White was in there playing a lot, they were winning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're trying to spell James, too, and keep him strictly as that third down guy, that change up pace type of guy. They got to establish who the hell the guy's going to be in the huddle, and that hopefully Sonny Michel. It's supposed to be Jeremy Hill to start the year. He was going to be a battering ram.
But his production has gone down, like, a lot over the last 3-4 weeks. And over the last 3-4 weeks, they've been struggling.
Well, he didn't run real well last week, I tell you that. They didn't block it. They didn't run it well.
How much did he play? How much did he play, though?
Michelle, he played a lot last week.
Yeah. I'm with this thought, though. James White needs to be more involved. And now that Rex Burkhead is back, I think Rex Burkhead has taken some of those snaps away. But James White,
too.
James White has been non-factor.
And I'm not even talking backfield. Like, split him out. Like, they threw the ball to Samuels yesterday. They threw it to their guy, rookie. He ran a slant. Where's that stuff? You did it last year with.
Used to do it with him all the time.
Used to do it with Deion Lewis, too, all the time. Flex him out. Run a hitch. Run a slant. Run a screen. Screen games is taking too long to develop, too. I can't stand the deep play action fake, slip screen. Too much could go wrong. Too much could go haywire during that. 5-step drop, retreat, boom, stick it on him. Let him go. That's what you're good at. Their stuff takes too much timing. Too much timing to get involved.
617-779-0985. We'll talk more about this loss in Pittsburgh, including the bad penalties. And some of the things as to why the Steelers were not so smart either in this game. We'll get to that coming up next. Three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
People.
You know, the Patriots made plenty of mistakes yesterday. The Steelers are a bunch of morons too, though.
Yeah.
Please don't let that get lost in all this.
What was that? Cough drop?
I want to know what you...
Oh. I'm sorry, it's a cough drop.
Okay. What made that noise going into that cup? Yeah, okay, that makes
sense. Put the penny in the cup.
Good.
Make a call. Funny for him.
Early on,
Sheriff's office,
typical crappy, stupid mistakes, too many men on the field. The challenge by Mike Tomlin on that punt play still blows my mind. What in the world was he challenging? What did he see? Or what did anyone on his staff see?
That's what he heard.
That would make him think that was a good idea to challenge that.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
I'll tell you what he saw.
So they kept showing the reverse angle, not the one down the goal line, the great one where you could see the foot was definitively on the green. And you could see it actually kick up dirt and not go on the white, the right foot of Rex Burkhead, who made a fantastic effort. And Jones did too. Jones got blocked in the back on that. He got clipped at the 20. And I give him credit for getting up because he's the first one down there to get the punt. And they showed the reverse angle, not the one down the goal line, like I said, and the crowd goes crazy. People are like, oh, Jim, you got to be kidding me. They got the coach a touchback. Here he goes. Let's get the flag out, the red flag out. They react. They react to the crowd. They do. He got convinced by the crowd. Throw that.
Yeah,
he gets caught up in it.
Thought Burkhead stepped on the goal line. I did too. First time I saw it.
First time you saw it, but then the definitive one where, okay, there it is. You see it. There's not enough to overturn the original call.
No. And he went, well, because
go ahead, throw it. Throw it. Please throw it. And he did. And I'm thinking, here we go. This is the beginning of the end for him. This is it. It's going to be four in a row. New England's going to put the nail in the coffin, and it's going to be it. Not the case.
And it was a really cool play, but last week we were sitting here talking about, like, man, that last play, and Rob Gronkowski, for some reason, is out there, and he's the last guy back. That takes away from an otherwise really good day for Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Nobody is lamenting the fact that we're not talking about that play today. Because of how the game turned out. No, it was a nice play. So what?
It just it compounds everything. Like that play yesterday, there's the anti-Hart or the anti-effort people that are out there saying, oh, I didn't see Hart or effort. Like, they're busting their ass.
They are. I don't see it
that's
as
not an effort issue.
I don't see it as a team that's given up or somehow isn't giving 100% effort. I just think that a lot of the play calling has been suspect. I think Brady's dealing with some things. I think Edelman has on and off been dealing with things, as has Gronkowski. And defensively, you got torn up again. The run defense. You've got guy who touches the ball and picks up 9 yards every time he touches it. You can't. What are you going to do?
And then next thing you know, you see one of the safeties in there playing a Mike linebacker, and they're just getting blown off the ball. And they're getting through that first line of defense right up to the safeties. And Kyle Van Noy kicked inside. Kyle Van Noy's on the Mike linebacker. He's a good, solid edge guy. You know, you make a guy's play out of position, but they sucked it up and played hard on defense, I thought. I thought they settled down nice after that first drive. Nicely. Nicely.
Nicely.
Nicely, yeah.
I mean, I was all about being not liking that game and thinking the Steelers were going to win just based on the fact that it was not in Gillette. Not that they were playing in Pittsburgh, but they were on the road, so I'm not picking them to win on the road. But after that type of performance, now I say, well, it's not just the road. Up until yesterday, it was the road. You managed to put three legitimate points on the board, and even that's questionable based on how you got down the field and got yourself into field goal position. You can't score against the Steelers. Now I wonder if it's the road and some other stuff, which I think it is now.
Scott in Weymouth says the Patriots are still fine, still going to the Super Bowl.
What's up, guys? Oh. First time calling your show. I listen.
Okay.
I'm usually an afternoon guy with the guys after you. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Cheer me up.
Yes, the refs are out of control. Well, why not make it flag football? Want to play flag football? It's ridiculous. Boom. Second point. It's stupid. It's retarded. No one hits anybody anymore. Secondly, well, at least about 10 points. This
you got to
like
do, hold on, hold on. You got to do boom after each one.
I do boom after each one. Here's my second comment. 10 points. This is how I know the Pat. I'm not a hater. I love the Patriots. For 19 years, it's been a fun ride. This is how I know they're not winning the Super Bowl this year. They only put up 10 points. That's not a Super Bowl team.
I thought your take was that they're still going to the Super Bowl.
They may go. They're not winning. 10 points? That's disgusting yesterday.
There's no way Falcons would let you go on that one. So good enough to get through Kansas City when you only scored 10 points.
Good enough to go through the AFC like a buzzsaw, but once they get to that big game, forget it. No shot.
Oh, God.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, that's Rich.
Richard Federer?
They're not going to lose another game between now and Atlanta.
Boom.
When they get
this
there.
This team can't win the Super Bowl.
No shot.
Oh, boom. They'll get there. Sure. Going to beat the Bills this weekend 10-6, followed up with a victory of the Jets 9-2.
5-3.
Yeah, 9-2 they beat the Jets.
5-3.
I figured they'd get one safety maybe on them.
3.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Wild card. Wild card, they get a 11-5
hey,
win,
guys,
maybe.
I'm just calling regards to the whole Josh Gordon situation.
I just bonded you up. I didn't even say your name.
Who are you?
This is...
Boom. What do you got?
Hello. Jaguar? That's what you go by? You go by Jaguar?
Jaguar, yes.
Yes. Okay.
I'm actually calling
that's
regards
badass.
To the whole Josh Gordon situation.
Sure.
You guys state El that Diablo, he isn't as good as Brandon Cooks. I think I expect to differ. Statistically wise, they're about the same. And Gordon also missed 3 games with us, and Cooks had 2 full complete seasons the past season. So why don't they go to him for a deep threat and blow off the top off the defense and have Gronkowski and Edelman do under routes underneath? That's something you guys talk.
Okay. Because he's not running well, that's why.
Thank you, Jack.
Because he's not a real threat to go over the top. He's not a real threat. And teams see it. He's not that fast. He doesn't move that well. Looks like he's got his best days are behind him. That's why. That's not a game plan issue. That's not Josh McDaniels. That's that Josh Gordon is not as maybe good as we thought he was. Not the same player he used to be.
Let's go to Nighthawk on line 4. Just heard from Jaguar.
Hey, Mavericks on 2.
Hey, where's Goose?
Boom.
Iceman.
Let's go for 3 in a row. Come on. That's 2 buttes.
All right, let me just tell you what the subjects are.
Okay.
Should have went for it on 4th and 1.
Yeah, I want that one.
Offensive line, the issue. McDaniels is a problem. Jason McCourty. Pat's poor run defense.
All good. All good ones.
How can there be holding on the defensive line at the line of scrimmage? Excellent question.
That's actually a very good question.
That was a new one. That was a new one for us. And then there's someone else who just called in. All right, let's do Zach in the card then.
Okay.
Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't like the decision to have Gostkowski kick there. I thought that was a really good drive. I thought the defense looked gassed. And I think Burkhead was good for a yard there. The field goal, they still need a touchdown even after the kick in the field goal. So it just seemed like the right time to go for it, 4th and 1 there.
Disagree. I even said it right away. Kick it away. The defense settled down nicely. You'd give Ben the ball in plus territory.
The
way that offense. Yeah, I mean. No. No. You were down what? You were down 7.
How about this? They decide to go for it. Who should get the ball?
Well, that just speaks to something else. What faith did you have that they would get
it? Right. Devlin?
Imagine if they handed it off and get blown up over right tackle.
Give it to Devlin.
That's not predictable.
I was going to say Devlin. I was going to say Devlin. Little turn, quick handoff. Yeah. Devlin.
Put his little head down.
Boom.
As soon as he gets to that thing, just fall forward.
I would have done? I'd give it to Edelman on a jet sweep. motion, fake reverse.
Which 4th and 1 are we confusing what he's talking about?
The overturn call. Where you thought Cordero Patterson had it, and they ran the team off.
Or is he talking about the 4th and 1 that they had in the 3rd quarter when they kicked the field goal after that drive? He may be talking about a different play. I still disagree.
Okay.
He's saying maybe 4th and 1 at the Pittsburgh 10. That's when they had the false start, on the field goal, and they had to back up the field goal. Maybe that's okay. The play he's referring to. Maybe we're confused on the play.
Maybe.
That might be what it is.
Had they gone for it, they wouldn't have been called for the false start.
No, they could have still been called for a false start. That still was a possibility. But it was still 4th-and-1 was the situation. Still the same situation.
Wow.
David is in Cambridge. David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, first time caller. Hey. David.
What's up?
Hey, I have a problem with this run defense.
Yeah.
They can't stop anybody. They look terrible. Like, just when we got it down on the 1 yard line, and then the first play they run 10 yards for a first down.
Okay, how are you going to fix it, Dave?
And the other, how are we going to fix it?
Yeah, how are you going to fix it?
Somebody else in here.
I guess it is.
You know?
Yeah.
The other thing.
Oh, I like that.
That was me. That's my
fault.
Where
do you go find those people? Do you get them at the Somebody store?
Well, he's not wrong. He's not wrong to say they suck and that it's because of the players they have.
My point is,
he's not wrong.
What are you going to change? Then it's back.
You can't. There's nothing you can change right now.
Put Shelton in?
No, that wouldn't have made it any better. Heard that today. Like, what's the diff? He wasn't any good either.
It's a diff.
Could it be any worse? No, it couldn't be any worse. Could it be better? Yeah, I guess. How much better? Like, marginally better.
Yeah, that's like the thing, like with the bang routes on the slants, you know, and off the slots. They're not winning those, right? Because why? No breakaway speed. They're not quick enough. Something's going on. Maybe they're injured. So you say, okay, that isn't working. Well, okay, how are you going to fix it? What's the answer? You don't have one.
Mark,
you may have to go back to play design, rub routes on the outside. We haven't seen those in a couple weeks. Crossers, go ahead.
Mark is in Quincy. Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
First time caller.
Yeah.
You look at this team, you know, and you wonder, say, where's the talent? You know, where did it go to? Is this offensive line is not blocking well enough to keep Brady standing upright most of the time or give him enough time to throw the ball?
Yeah.
You know? And they're keeping Gronk in most of the time as an extra blocker. You know what I mean?
I'm sitting here and I'm thinking this yesterday. Okay, so Big Ben makes a ton of money, and I'm looking at them when they break the huddle. Okay, there's Eli Rogers. So they managed to be able to pay Big Ben all the money that they pay him. Antonio Brown is like, if not one of the top two, if not the, well, yeah, he's making what, $10 million a year? You got Juju Smith-Schuster there in the slot. Eli Rogers. Say Le'Veon Bell said, I'm coming back under the tag. So now, how do you fit him under the books? He's already under the books. Where are they getting the money to pay these people? Like, you talk about roster building and talking about talent around. That's some high-end-ass talent right there.
Yeah.
It is. And then you get the rookie Washington on the outside. They got weapons. They got two tight ends. Highly, highly functional tight ends in the pass game. Jesse James and McDonald can both catch. And then if it's not Bell, you got Connor. I know he's hurt, but it's no big deal. We got a fifth-round rookie. Who just ran for 149 on your ass. They figured out.
They do.
Or is it just about cleaning up mistakes and then you win that type of game? Maybe if you're the team that had 4 penalties, you walk away with a 3-point win. Probably do. Maybe you don't have that holding call down inside the 5. Maybe you take the lead there and put the pressure on them at the end of that game instead of going backwards. Close. I mean, it's not like you're far off. So, I mean, 2 weeks, say you win it out, you might get handed the number 2 seed. What are you going to do with it, though?
Yeah,
that's the question. What are you going to do with it?
Hardy
it
has our headlines
gift wrap for you.
Today's takeaways.
Pretty. I know we mentioned it before, but I was just reminded of the fact that you know he's going to be here at 2 o'clock.
Who?
The Vulture.
Oh, Vulture is Adam in. Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Get ready for it.
I was going over his tweets last night, and the people responding to the fact that he's going to be on the afternoons today.
They're actually looking forward to that?
Well, today who's in with him? Hook? For him?
I think it's Murray and
Big
Hook.
Jim.
Yeah, Hook will stick a fork in his own eye, too. So, I mean, it's Big Jim, I listened a little bit out of post game. He's like a death row.
Today's takeaways at 150. Mark is in Quincy. Mark.
Hi, Drew.
Sports Hub headlines.
I get it. Because your real name's Mark. It's Mark Bertrand.
The Patriots lost yesterday 17-10 to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Tom Brady. Giving credit to the Steelers.
I thought they played good. You know, they made some plays, and we certainly had some opportunity out there. I give them credit. They made some important plays when they needed to. Our defense played great. Special teams played great. We just got to do better, offensively, and tough loss.
That puts the Patriots in the position to have the 3 seed for the playoffs right now. They got 2 more games. Both at home, starting with the Bills, 1 p.m. Sunday in Foxborough. Last night, Eagles over the Rams, 30-23. Tonight, Saints and Panthers play the Monday night game. Bruins play the second of back-to-backs. Tonight, they're in Montreal to take on the Canadiens. That's after the 4-2 loss to the Sabres yesterday. 7 o'clock pregame with Judd Zrot and Bob Beers. And then puck will drop at 7:30 here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the award-winning Honda Accord. Headlines are brought to you by your local Nissan dealer. Get to Nissan's year-end event. Say big. Shop. ChooseNissan.com today. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up at 2 p.m.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
You can't even hit it on the beat.
You're early.
Early.
Early. Now you're doing it on purpose. There you go.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I got nothing.
I thought you had a read.
No, you I don't. Got nothing.
Okay.
All you.
I want to go back to that Bears call, because that sort of stuck in my head. You know, 7 years since you've been in the playoffs. This song's really depressing. But good for the Bears in the playoffs. Now, there's a team that has good history, that is a team that has built it, I think, the right way. Tough defense.
Can they win the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not saying they can win the Super Bowl, but listen to that final call. How excited they are to even be in the playoffs and win a division. You're going to win this division. My point is, that's how spoiled we are here. That's how we take for granted winning divisions. What is that?
Loyal fans were rewarded
loyal
for their
fans
loyalty.
Fans have been rewarded for their loyalty, and they have a Bears team to be proud of right now. Fun, tight, exciting, stubborn, intense, and Matt Nagy's swag has led this team from really humble beginnings. The unknown, the great unknown of the season, had no idea what this team was going to be.
Digest that. Matt Nagy's swag. Mitchell Trubisky and company. My sister and brother-in-law live in Chicago. It's not a hot ticket. But thank you, you loyal fans. You deserve this more than anybody. Now all of a sudden you're Cleveland? Like, there is despair around this league. You win out, or you win this week, you win your division automatically. You're in the playoffs. And you need help. No doubt about it. But, that would be 16 straight seasons. You would have 10 wins or more. The only other team to do that in Major League Sports, in any major, professional sporting league,
right,
was the Atlanta Braves. You joined them. That's it. You and them. That's it. To have that type of consistency. You still have time to fix it. And I think you can dress it up a little bit better. You can focus more. You can have better attention to detail. They're a well-coached team. Are they not listening, though? Is there stretches where You just lose it for a stretch in a game? Like those 5 straight series where you're punting? Punt, punt, punt. I mean, that's staggering. You know? You're playing better on special teams. There's things you are doing better.
Chris is in Boston. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey. So I think if you look ahead at the next 3 games, they're all going to be at home, right? So the next 2 are at home. We'll win those. And then regardless if we're the 2nd seed or the 3rd seed, we're at home. And that gives us 3 games to get our mojo back, get in groove. If you look back a couple weeks ago, we had that game where we had no penalties and no punts. So I think at that point we're going to be playing, that 4th game will be against the Texans, right, if they're the 2 seed. And we already beat them earlier this year.
I know. That's down the road here. But, this is going to be a tough week for them. Mentally. Yeah, you lose 2 straight. You're reeling. You're starting to think about your mistakes. You know, they point fingers in that locker room. The offense should take full credit for what transpired yesterday. That one's on the offense. But does the defensive guys look there and say, okay, that's on you, but what about you last week? You know, you can't even, like, blame each other because it's like this. It's like a roller coaster. You hold Pittsburgh to freaking, you know, two touchdowns. That's it. And a field goal. That's pretty good. It's pretty good for that team. It's pretty good for this defense. They settled down. I'm just, when are you going to get tired of the ride? Now, when are you going to get tired of that crazy up and down, up and down? They need to be more consistent. I know we keep saying that. You played Brady post-game yesterday. You can play that after any loss on the road. You wouldn't know what game it is. Tells you it's the same mistakes over and over and over and over on the road. Again, your three road wins. Buffalo, Jets, and Chicago when Khalil Mack was on one leg. That's the only time you won on the road.
Let's get one more call. Okay, Jimmy's in Wareham. Jimmy.
Hey, Beto. Hey, Zoe.
Hey, how you doing, Jimmy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, I know that the Patriots defense is struggling on the run. How come they don't do a 5-2? You have the
52 stack monster. You want to incorporate that from Ampipe? I like that.
I mean, just
what's the name? What's the name of Georgievich's head coach? Bring him in. He could be defensive
Nickerson.
Coordinator. Nickerson. Who's the kid that went to SC that impregnated the girl and couldn't go for a scholarship? He had to stay at home and go work in the mill. The kid from Footloose, he was the dancer,
yeah,
the tractor guy.
Chris Penn.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is the 6-2 stack worked against Walnut
52,
Heights.
52 stack monster. Ready, break. 52. It's 52 stack monster. 62. Wait, goal line?
Today's takeaways are next.
Yeah, goal line defense the entire game. That's right.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's sweet, funky stuff. Hey. Okay. Reentry Monday. Got something special for you coming up at 2. The Vulture bumped up early. Not going to be at 6 o'clock. He takes the airways at 2. Takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
Couple things. Stories from Zoe today, including what you watched on the flight on the way home from Pittsburgh.
I look at Sosi after the game, too, and I'm sitting on a plane. Like, is this our last flight of the year? Like, you start thinking those things.
Could be.
Dark thoughts. Good thoughts, dark thoughts. Yeah, up and down, up and down. Roller coaster. Snip, snap.
What'd you watch on the way home?
The Nun again.
Again?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I watched a little bit of Get Hard Again.
Last week's review sort of indicated it wasn't that good.
Scary, but it's not like a realistic one, but it's still scary. Exorcism type stuff. Yeah, you know, good versus evil, Jesus versus devil, all that stuff. That'll get you. But then I felt like laughing, so then I put Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart, Get Hard On. Not get, but put it on. Put it on the TV. That came out wrong. Right, Get Hard is the name of the movie.
And you watched it
and
again.
I put it on. I just fast-forwarded through scenes.
I can't imagine like watching a scary movie
last
week and then watching it again, and you didn't even get to watch the whole movie.
Well, it's just, you know what it is? It's the music in the background, too. Those freaking thrillers, those horror movies, they get you. Oh, it's the chanting monks in the background. It's all filmed in this dark monastery. It's creepy. What would you have watched? Would you watch Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin?
No, I would probably...
Return to Storyland?
I'd probably load something on my phone and watch that. You know, you can do that. You've got Xfinity.
I got a screen this big on the plane, buddy. I'm going to watch that. Why would I sit there with my little
phone? You got a screen that big on the plane?
Yes.
No,
it's close. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Here we do.
I've seen the pictures of it. It's not that big. Where is it?
It's about the size of an iPad.
It's on the back of the... No, it's way bigger than the iPad. You know what it's identical to? The large iPad. The big one. What's the name of it?
iPad.
No, you know what I'm talking. It's big. It's the big one.
Big iPad.
The biggest.
iPad big.
iPad biggie. You got an iPad Pac.
It's like I
got an iPad biggie.
Like iPac. Yes. iPad. It's big. It's bigger than an iPad.
Read a book. Why don't you take out a book and read it?
Never done that.
Got a nice headphone jack. Sit
Never in his adult life has he done that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Bible.
You read a book? You read the Bible
cover
to
cover?
On the
plane? No, I didn't read it cover to cover. I've tried twice to read a novel. I have.
Which novel?
I forget. It is Bledsoe was reading it, and he gave me the book.
I've got a picture of the TVs, Hardy.
They're big.
Size of an iPad.
Nope. Wrong. Oh, you guys travel then. Okay. It's not the size of an iPad. It's bigger than the iPad. Call Sosie up. He'll tell you. Ask Capello.
Where's the picture?
I can tweet it out if you'd like. That help?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to walk over there.
I'll send it out, and you can help. In the meantime, we will listen to a story from Zoe about that time he asked Les Moonves.
Oh.
That was his grandchild with him.
With Les Moonves?
You want to tell?
It's fair game now because he's out. Like, he's you can do it now.
So
it's your mistake,
our
not
boss,
his.
Les Moonves from CBS, who runs everything, and you know, we would always come in and see Mr. Kraft for the big games. Right. It was how many AFC championship games.
Over the years, he's been a lot of Patriot games.
All right.
We sort of got into the routine of saying hello to him. And then it got to a point where he'd be like, oh, my favorite Boston sports radio guys. Like he had listened to the show or something, right? Like, no, he didn't. But what, 2 years ago?
A couple years ago. And then he's standing there on the sideline one day, it's like about an hour before the game.
It's so good.
This little kid comes running over and jumps on his leg and grabs him. I'm like, hey, how you doing? He's patting him on the head. Like, oh, you brought your grandson today.
No. God. Oh, God.
You know that door right behind the bench? You know the door the players come out right
so
behind
good.
The bench?
Yeah.
Dude, I tried to go down that aisle and run and go hide underneath.
It was his son.
It was his son.
Nah, it's my son.
He just goes.
I'm like, of course
he is. No, that's my son.
Oh, he's cute. What's his name? You're like, oh, hi, Billy. You having fun with dad? You would think, I would never expect him to bring his little kids there. I just didn't, he's always shaking hands.
What do you think, Hardy? Both sides of an iPad?
Like a large iPad.
It's the large iPad.
They're nice, though.
It is. It's like an 8x, it's like a normal sheet of paper. Like, what is it? Eight and a half by 11.
So maybe
it's about 8.5 by 11.
Maybe like an inch or two bigger than an iPad.
This is a little big, but yeah.
It's not the size of this, like, 22-inch monitor.
No.
It is this size.
Okay.
Nice. It's bigger than that.
That's nice.
But now it's bigger than the paper.
It is. Because I have that in front of me.
I'll tell you what. Bring an 8.5 by 11.
I'm going to
put it up against it when you go.
That's why the Patriots got to win. Just so we can travel on that plane again this year. Because I'm going to take a tape measure in and I'm going to measure it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you the picture.
Measure it out.
Yep.
Get him to. I'm telling you, get him to put MacGruber as one of their six movies.
What is with you and MacGruber today?
God forgive you. One thing you thought was amazing.
I rewatched
it
over the weekend.
Nobody here knows what a MacGruber is.
It approaches Step Brothers' level of laughter in that one movie. I don't know. I don't think it would hold up to the multiple viewings that Step Brothers does. But if you haven't watched MacGruber, if you don't think they could take that SNL skit and turn it into a 90-minute movie, you are dead wrong. It's phenomenal. I already instructed Tom to watch it tonight.
Rotten Tomatoes audience score like 34%.
Rotten Tomatoes is on the take. Ask Big Jim Murray. Totally on the take.
So fake.
It is. Garbage.
Okay. Mm.
Don't trust it. Can't trust it. Zoe knows. Can you turn that up, please, Tom?
No. Please don't play it again.
What the hell was that?
Really, ever.
Okay. Hey, is Jones in all week, too? So Bedard tomorrow will be just six downs with Bedard. You won't even do ups. Three up and three down. You just go six down. You're ready for negativity, boy.
We're in Foxborough tomorrow. We're going to Gillette Stadium.
That's right. We're gonna get in that bunker tomorrow.
That
baby.
Should be fun. Another great mood down there again this weekend.
So I'm sure.
We'll do it though. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Live from Gillette tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, folks.
All right.
I'll see you.
Talk to you then. We're here this week.
Oh yeah, we're grinding.
I don't know about Belger Maz, but we're here. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.